Rump steak. Purged aubergine.
Yes.
Egg. Frittata. Ah, trick question. That's an asthmatic rattlesnake. Okay. Vinyl.
What's cooking on 95 BFM?
Yes. Welcome to 95 BFM Shenandoah Davis. I'm just going to say that as fast as possible from here on out, I think.
Shenandoah Davis.
It's yes. A mouthful.
It rolled, like, it looks hard on paper, but then when you say it, it really rolls off real mint.
Oh, thank you.
Where did that name come from?
It is a national park and river in Virginia in the States.
Far out.
Now, whereabouts in the States are you from?
I'm from Seattle, Washington.
Okay.
I'm just going to do something real random. I'm just going to straighten out your microphone because I feel like...
Oh, that's so nice.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
I'm not going to sit there while you've got something on your face either.
What
I'll
a
let
gentleman.
You know straight away. Yeah. but you've been in the country for a little while. You got here on Monday, you were saying?
Yeah, we got here on Monday, so it's day three.
Did you kick straight into proceedings, or have you had time to adjust, or what's been going on?
On Monday, we went to the beach, and then we grilled some steaks.
Okay,
on Tuesday,
great.
We walked up Mount Eden. Today we blew out the Nord Electro keyboard that we brought from the States with the wrong transformer, but my bandmates are like right now getting
someone will have a Nord around.
A new shitty one off of Trade Me. Found one. We're like, forget it.
Oh, far out. I'm surely someone could lend you a Nord. I can just do the shout out right now. You never know.
Yeah.
Hey, if anyone has a Nord, what's the specific model?
Doesn't matter.
Okay, the one with a little vacuum tube in it? Is it that one? They're kind of cute little, it lights up, but I don't know if it actually works.
I mean,
properly.
The cuter the better, yeah. But any Nord is totally fine.
Okay, sweet. There you go. If anyone wants to help out, Shenandoah Davis. Of course, playing the Wine Cellar this Friday with, looks like AC Freezy on the bill as well. Wine Cellar is in a nuggety little venue. Have you popped down there yet?
Yeah, I've actually I've played there. I think this is my fifth time. I've played there always at the beginning and end of every tour I've done in New Zealand.
Perfect.
You've actually got quite a big tour lined up. I looked at the dates. You're sort of going right through the country.
Yeah, well, I figure it's a long way to come, and so once someone is all the way over here, they might as well see as much of it as possible.
Of course.
Spot on. Spot on, actually.
Of course. And you're traveling with a couple of bandmates?
Yeah, I have a... Ian Williams, who's from Seattle as well, is on guitar and drums. And then my sister, who just finished school, is quite a bit younger, is on viola and potentially a Nord keyboard that we'll be picking up later this evening.
Oh, that's good.
No pressure.
Little family scenario. That's good.
Is it her first time to New Zealand?
It's both their first times to New Zealand.
New Zealand, mate. Come
as it's your third time, are you sort of taking a tour guide role as well as band leader role?
A little bit, but there's been so much time in between my trips here. Like, I was here 2 years ago and then 3 years before that.
Things are changing.
Yeah, I kind of can't rely on anything still being there. I've been playing in all of the same cities that I really like, but all the venues, like, sometimes they're in the same space, but they've changed names or they've changed owners. So I'm not taking anything for granted, so I'm going to try to be a tour guide, but I think we'll all end up a little lost, at least sometimes.
Before we kick into the What's Cooking proceedings, you've brought a little bag of tricks with you, a few songs from sort of the Seattle area, you were saying.
Yeah,
but
absolutely.
I was just wondering if you could explain your sound to the uninitiated, just thinking, okay, should I go to this gig or not?
Oh, that's so much pressure.
Well, I'd rather you did it than I did it, you know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely. I grew up playing classical music, and so the kind of easiest way to describe it to someone who's not heard it is like classically influenced pop music.
Cool.
In New Zealand, it's called chamber pop a lot.
Right. Okay.
But I would like to think it's just slightly cooler than what's entailed by that name.
Yeah, totally.
But
totally.
I can't, you know, it's my music, so I can't say for sure. Maybe it's not as cool as I think.
We are going to drop one of your songs sort of at the end of the segment. But what were you keen to kick off on in the way of songs that have moved you?
Oh, yeah. let's start with that Lisa Prank song.
Okie dokie. What's the story on it?
What has drawn you to this song?
There's music in Seattle is interesting, and that's sort of why I picked a few songs from Seattle, because the weather is actually exactly the same as Dunedin.
Whoa.
They're on the same, they just have the exact same weather system, and so it's just like gray and gloomy. Right now there, there's only sun for about 7 hours a day.
Yeah.
It's like up at 8:30, down at 3:30. And so the music that comes out of Seattle is either like morbidly depressing or it's like...
Hence the grunge era, I guess.
Yes, hence the grunge era. So like a lot of very sad singer-songwriters. And then also a lot of kind of like fake perma-summer, like California,
right.
Super happy... like indie rock music, which this is definitely in the latter category of.
Kind of in denial sort of music?
Yeah, everyone's so sad. You just have to liven things up any way you can.
All right, Lisa Prank is starting a game right now. Do you remember the snow was falling? Parking lot, I'm holding you so tight. Don't want to let go. Up the stairs to your old apartment. On the ice, you held me up and never take it slow. Lisa Prank right there, as chosen by Shinadar Davis, who's in studio with us right now.
It's true.
Facts. Nothing but facts. Hey, what else have you brought along with you? What's next on the agenda?
Oh, I think a good one to go to next would be that Sam Miller tune, Disappointing Son.
Tell us a bit more.
He told me to find the song, and I was like, damn, that sounds like it's going to be a sad song.
Tell us a bit more about Sam Miller.
It's more angry.
Okay, good.
Sam Miller is my friend. He recorded the album that I put out in the fall. He has since moved from Seattle to New York and then moved from New York to San Francisco, and I think is currently homeless somewhere in the Napa Valley. Or house-sitting. There have been a lot of fires in California in the last few months, so it's... he's just somewhere out there in California looking for a spot to live, and probably still meditating on how disappointed his parents are.
That he's just sort of in transit.
This sounds like a venting song. Like, just like, screw your dad, actually.
Yeah, it is a bit of a screw your dad song.
Perfect, let's do it.
Everyone's at work, sweeping up the floor. courage to pry, a block to build. They could make some use of me, be so perfectly fulfilled. Alarm is set to noon, dawn is breaking through. Rats in the wall, there's so much more I should be doing. I know what could be done. Never thought I would become a disappointing son. 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 A disappointing son.
John, ask that question on air. That was Sam Miller, Disappointing Son, a friend of Shenandoah Davis. Damn, did I say it wrong that time, eh?
No, that was good.
Okay, cool.
People in the States pronounce it much worse all the time.
Really?
Yeah. They say Shenandoah.
That's two people. That sounds like two people. It's a
it
different
does.
Band. Yeah. What was that question that you were asking, John?
Oh, like off, a good air, off air, we were just chatting about touring routes.
Classic John, smoking all his barrels off air. Doesn't get nothing to
places Shenandoah's been, where she likes to play, and we were just I just sprung a question on her about Europe, and yeah, tell me more about Europe, playing there.
Yeah,
where you been? What you?
I've been to Germany, Denmark, the UK, Portugal, Italy, Japan.
Wait, isn't this a Johnny Cash song? Doesn't he do that?
Yeah, I think he does. I was on that. Cash song though.
But I was on Radio New Zealand this morning. We were also talking about Johnny Cash for a completely different reason.
Here you go. The man in black.
The best American
the
artist.
The thing is, they're professionals. We're just kind of.
What do you mean?
Trying to record.
I actually listened to them and I'm like, yeah, talk about Johnny Cash. That'd be great. No, I didn't.
Finally, Johnny Cash.
tell me about playing in Japan. What's that like?
Whoa.
Playing in Japan was really cool. It actually had some similarities to playing in Germany, where like, you're always looking for a local act, not just so they'll bring more people to the show, but so you can get a better sense of sort of what's going on in the scene of that city or town. And in Japan and in Germany, the majority of the opening acts were actually writing and singing songs in English, even if they didn't necessarily speak English.
Yeah. Hopes like to get in a broad kind of market, perhaps.
I think some of it is that professional aspiration, but it's just the music that they like listening to happens to be in English. And that's what, you know, in Japan, I was there like 8 years ago, but there are definitely a few people who are like very seriously emulating Bright Eyes. Mm. And kind of a similar scene in Germany with like Damien Rice or some of the UK acoustic artists. But it's very interesting to hear someone who doesn't speak English write lyrics in English and try to imagine what they...
That is fuzzy. You get that kind of broken English, but also a real, like, it can sometimes be a real deep sentence when the right words are missed, you know?
Yeah, like, there's some metaphors that are, like, accidentally
totally.
Good that you never would have thought of.
I love that. Yeah. Nice.
What number one recreational activity that you did in Japan while you were there? Do you have some time off?
It sounds like John has a bit of paper with like little squares that he's ticking off right after he says stuff. But
such a professional interviewer.
Right off the dome. This is a good one.
I'm curious. You know, like, touring musician, what do you do with your spare time when you're in a country like Japan?
I ate some horse sushi.
Okie dokie.
Wouldn't do it again, but it was a good one-time only experience.
Did you get the horse out and just try it by itself at all? Or you like just didn't melt together well in the mouth?
It was kind of like gum.
Oh.
If they made a blood flavored gum, it was kind of similar to.
I guess that makes sense with the glue stuff.
Okay.
Yeah. Sorry, everyone. I know it's almost dinner time, but.
What else have you brought up for us this afternoon to play on the radio show?
What do we got?
What do we have, Big Hungry?
For what's cooking? What have we?
Let's play a Cloud Man Calling by Tom Ten.
Oh, yes, that's lying right here.
Tell us more about this artist.
So Tom Ten kind of toes that line that I was talking about in between, like, horribly depressing sad Pacific Northwest people from Seattle and the people who pretend that it's summer all of the time.
Okay.
I like that. I think I like the second people. Like, I like the denial.
These are like, Tom 10 is like horribly depressing songs that are disguised as catchy pop songs, but more like zombies era and like 1960s Phil Spector recordings.
Okay.
Let's do it.
Let's begin at the start. You took the charade to heart. Your crystal palace fault, betrayed by your friends, the ivory dogs. What are you going to do when this crusade?
Just talking about t-shirts off here. Because Shenandoah, who is in the studio, is actually does a little bit of screen printing in Seattle.
Yeah, on a screen printing studio called Ink Knife.
Did you, has that been a bit of a lifelong passion, making the t-shirts?
No, it's not. Actually, one of the first people who brought me over here, tour managed my first tour, named MR, is a screen printer, and I met them because I needed merch, and they were screen printing all my merch. And so, like, they helped me fulfill my lifelong passion of coming and touring New Zealand 7 years ago. And then about 2 years ago, I helped them fulfill their lifelong passion of owning a screen printing shop.
Nice.
I was able to use kind of Music World to get things rolling over there.
Perfect. And why was coming to New Zealand such a lifelong passion?
I had some friends, this band Polka Dot 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 from Olympia. They were coming here quite often, like 10 to 12 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And they were also playing music, like, not necessarily like quiet music. I don't like that descriptor, but just like not something that necessarily everyone would like to go see.
Right.
One of the first shows I played was with them. And the first thing they said afterwards was like, "You're great. You should go to New Zealand." Because people are better at paying attention there.
Wow. I'll just pat myself on the back real quick. That's
yeah.
Great.
Congratulations.
That's amazing. I wonder if we've still got that 10 years ago.
I don't know.
Were you paying attention, John?
Yeah, I'm paying attention.
Good.
That's all right. Good.
Where to now? Where to now? I've got a couple of options. You've sent us like a bit of a secret squiggle one that's not out there. Should we go there?
Yeah, let's play the secret squiggle one. So this song we are actually going to cover a little bit later in the tour, provided we get that second keyboard up and running.
Hey, that's, by the way, if anyone has a Nord out there, we need a Nord for this Friday at the wine cellar. If you can just lend us your Nord, you're not doing anything with it. Come on. It's just sitting in the studio if you're listening.
Getting dusty.
Also, I'd like to borrow it sometime, so just stay in touch.
Yeah, they're great. But yeah, this song is by The Thoughts. They're a Seattle band, and the singer, Ian, is my guitarist and drummer on this tour. And this is the perfect example of the kind of heart-wrenchingly sad music that also comes out of Seattle.
Sick.
I was born beneath the moon. Was broken out of. In the middle of the night, I was not made for the light. My heart was always breaking, and always mistaking sparks.
That's The Thoughts, correct?
Yes, correct.
With Wildfires. Very moody, that one, actually. Thank you so much for coming in, Shenandoah. Should we just remind everybody,
yeah,
John?
What are your Auckland dates? What are you playing? Where are you playing and when in Auckland City?
Yeah, tomorrow on Thursday we're playing Summer in the Square down...
Oh, Freebie.
Yeah, Freebie.
That's great.
12:30 to 1:15. Mm-hmm. And then on Friday night we're playing the Wine Cellar with AC Freezy.
Correct. I only say correct because I'm looking at it.
Yeah, that is correct. I'm glad I'm correct. You never know.
And do you have Will there be like a show at the end of your tour? Do you are you flying out of Auckland, or where do you fly out of?
We are flying out of Auckland, so there may or may not be a secret end of tour show.
Okay. Everyone can do the math on that one, where that might be.
Just keep an eye on social media.
Yeah, I guess. Perfect.
Let's go out on one of your tunes. You've selected Orbit off the new record.
Yes.
What's the story? Got any rants on this one?
No, it's just about getting divorced. It's no big deal.
Hey, thanks a million for coming in. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you.
Nothing to gain.
Shenandoah Davis right there, a song called Orbit. Man, that's very, very cinematic music. Get along to the Wine Cellar this Friday if you dig it.
Or down to Antia Square tomorrow.
That was What's Cooking on 95 BFM.